Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictated a six-minute walk test on James Floyd. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 12/28/22, Mr. Floyd performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. After 3 minutes and 17 seconds, he dropped the saturation to 87%. He was given oxygen at 2 liters per minute. And he stopped the test at 6 minutes. That time, his saturation was 92%, and he achieved 140 meters, period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia, relieved by nasal oxygen, 2 liters per minute. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Walker. This goes to Jennifer Cully, FNP, on 12/28/22. Mr. Walker performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced with lower lung volumes, with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study date at 6/29/22, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Geraldine Walker. This goes to Jennifer Cully, FNP, on 12/28/22. Mrs. Walker performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study date at 6/29/22. There's been slight deterioration of lung function, period, in paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing minimal progression, period. Thank you.